This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Preparations completed for the nomination registration of candidates scheduled for tomorrow under the election of the House of Representatives members to be held on the 5th of March. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari urges candidates to register their nominations from their respective constituencies with all required documents. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reaffirms the commitment of the government to protecting and promoting diverse and indigenous festivals of all communities. Emergency ward at Peer Hospital expanded by 25 beds and at least 39 people killed in a high-speed train crash in Spain. Now the news in detail. The preparations has been completed for the nomination registration of candidates scheduled for tomorrow under the election of the House of Representatives members to be held on the 5th of March. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said the elections will be held in a free and fair, impartial and fear-free environment. In a public appeal on the eve of the filing of the nominations, Bhandari stressed for support from all sides as the election is the only alternative to elections. The acting Chief Election Commissioner said, filing of nominations are being held from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, with the election code of conduct already coming into effect since 12 last night. He said the nomination papers should be submitted within the stipulated time fixed by the commission, and after submission, the legal process including investigation will proceed. Meanwhile, the election commission launched a call center today with the aim of providing information to voters regarding the election-related queries. Election commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said there are 6 desks at the call center which will resolve the queries of voters simultaneously. The call center runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, according to the Election Commission. The facility remains operative until distribution to the election winners. The Tamang community is celebrating Sonam Lothar Festival with various programs across the country today. According to Manjushri calendar, New Year begins today, making the start of the horse year after the snake year. Sonam Lothar follows a 12-year cycle based on animal signs. The festival is mainly celebrated in districts of Bagmati province where the Tamang population is high. Besides the Tamang community, Yolmo, Thakali, Jirel, Bhote, Dura, Lepcha and other communities also observe the festival. The government also declared a nationwide public holiday today to mark the occasion. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pawdal extended best wishes on the occasion of Sonam Lothar. In a message issued today, President Pawdal extended best wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepalese at home and abroad, saying the festival would further strengthen national unity in Nepal's multi-ethnic, multilingual and multicultural society. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki reaffirmed the commitment of the government to protecting and promoting diverse and indigenous festivals, languages, cultures and identity of all communities across the country. Addressing a cultural program organized by Nepal Tamang Kedung at Turikil on the occasion of the Sonam Lothar today, Prime Minister Karki said that it is the responsibility of the state to respect, preserve and promote the customary traditions, cultures and living styles of all ethnic communities. Noting that the country is currently striving for peace, good governance, coexistence, the head of the government claimed that sustainable stability could be only through mutual for diversity, tolerance and mutual trust among communities. The emergency ward at Beer Hospital has been expanded. Hospital Director Dr. Dilip Sharma said that 25 emergency beds have been added in view of the increasing patient load. Earlier, the hospital was operating with 30 emergency beds, facilities for cooking food for patients. Attendants have also been arranged in the emergency ward. According to Dr. Sharma, the ward was constructed at a cost of 70 million rupees funded by the Ministry of Health and Population and the hospital's internal resources. At present, more than 3,000 patients visit the hospital daily for treatment. Likewise, 70 to 80 minor and major surgeries are performed at the hospital each day. The hospital currently has 850 beds and 110 intensive care unit beds. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊ कनेक्टेड रहस इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना *14# हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel and Minister for Youth and Sports Bablu Gupta have resigned from their posts. Kharel submitted his resignation to Prime Minister Sushila Karki to step down before entering active party politics and preserve the government's independent identity, while Gupta sent his resignation to the Prime Minister by email from Siraha to file his candidacy. Both were appointed ministers in the government formed after the Gen Z movement on the 8th and the 9th of September in 2025. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 39 people have been killed in a high-speed train crash in Spain. According to the BBC, a Madrid-bound train derailed and crossed over to the opposite tracks, colliding with an oncoming train in Adamas on Sunday. It happened at 18:45 GMT, about an hour after the train left Malaga. A passenger on the train told local media he felt a jolt and had the feeling that the whole train was going to fall apart. Most of those killed and injured were in the front carriages of the second train, which was traveling south from Madrid to Huelva. Transport Minister Oscar Puente said the crash occurred on a straight section of the track, describing it as extremely strained. Rail company Aereo said the relatively new Madrid-bound train built in 2022 was inspected just 4 days ago. Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi will dissolve parliament on Friday, paving the way for an early election on the 8th of February that she hopes will translate her strong public polling into a big majority in the lower house. The BBC cited Takaichi in Tokyo's press conference as saying it was an extremely weighty decision that would determine Japan's course together with the people. The country's first female leader and her cabinet have enjoyed strong public support since taking office last October, but her party trails in the polls, making the move risky. The election, Japan's second in 2 years, will test voter support for increased public spending amid cost of living concerns. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be lightly misty at a few places over the Tarai region, partly cloudy over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Preparations completed for the nomination registration of candidates scheduled for tomorrow under the election of the House of Representatives members to be held on the 5th of March. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari urges candidates to register their nominations from their respective constituencies with all required documents. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reaffirms the commitment of the government to protecting and promoting diverse and indigenous festivals of all communities. Emergency ward at Bir Hospital expanded by 25 beds, and at least 39 people killed in a high-speed train crash in Spain. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.